Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of kaiom.org, the next program is Yoga, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Vibhuti, presented by Sri Ramakrishna. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
हरि ओम ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति 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 देशबन्धश्चित्तस्य धारणा तत्र प्रत्येकतादाध्याम् तदेवार्थमात्र निर्भासम् स्वरूपशून्यमिव समाधिः त्रयम्येकत्र संयमः तज्ज्ञयात् प्रज्ञालोकः तस्य भूमिषु विनियोगः त्रयमन्तरङ्गम् पूर्वेभ्यः तदपि बहिरङ्गम् निर्बीजस्य व्युत्थाननिरोधसंस्कारयोः अविभवप्रादुर्भावो निरोधक्षय चित्तान्वयो निरोधपरिणामः तस्य प्रशान्तवाहिता संस्कारात् सर्वार्था एकाग्रतयोः क्षयोदयो चित्तस्य समाधिपरिणामः शान्तोदितौ तुल्यप्रत्ययो चित्तस्य एकाग्रतापरिणामः एतेन भूतेन्द्रियेषु धर्मलक्षणावस्थापरिणामः व्याख्याताः शान्तोदिता व्यवदेश्य धर्मानुपाति धर्मी क्रमान्व्यत्वम् परिणामान्यत्वे हेतुः परिणामत्रय संयमादतीतानागतज्ञानम् शब्दार्थवृत्त्याणामित्येतराध्यासात् सङ्करः तत्प्रविभागसंयमात् सर्वभूतरुतज्ञानम् संस्कारसाक्षात्करणात् पूर्वजातिज्ञानम् परचित्तज्ञानम् प्रत्यये संयमात् प्रत्ययस्य साक्षात्करणात् ततः परचित्तज्ञानम् नौ प्रत्ययस्य संयमात् इफ् यु आर् गोयिङ्ग् टु डू इन् दि संयम इन् दि आन् दि प्रत्यय देन् यु विल् गेन् दि ज्ञान नालेज् आफ् the other's mind. Now here he says you will be able to read the mind. Now pratyaye sanyamat, if you are going to do sanyama on the pratyaya, if you are going to concentrate on the pratyaya, now whose pratyaya, mine or others, whose pratyaya should I do sanyama upon? Because this is a very important point. People, there are people who accept in different ways. One, Vijnana Bhakshu, for instance, he accepts it to be pratyaya of others. Whereas Bhojiraja, he accepts it to be pratyaya of one's own self. Whereas some other Hariharanandarani, etc., he accepts whether it is yours or others, it is not going to be any problem. This is the knowledge we have to take. Pratyaya here, if it is said pratyayasya, pratyaya in the thought function of your knowledge or others' knowledge, there is no problem. You will be able to gain the knowledge of the, you will be able to read others' mind. There is no problem in it. So, we will take to the third state, which is either you meditate upon your thought function or others' thought function. Parachitta jnanam, you will gain this knowledge. Nacha tat salambanam tasya avishayi bhutatvat. Salambanam tasya avishayi bhutatvat. Nacha tat salambanam tasya avishayi bhutatvat. Nacha tat salambanam tasya avishayi bhutatvat. Nacha tat salambanam tasya avishayi bhutatvat. Now here, when you are going to meditate upon the thought functions, and the because of that meditation, that concentration, you are going to gain the knowledge of the other's thought functions, meaning you are able to read the mind. Now, read the mind means here, you will be able to understand the generalized state of the mind, not the particular state of the mind. You will be able to read the mind in a general way, not in a particular way. This we have to understand. In a general way, not in a particular way means you will be able to see, they'll laugh outside, but internally they'll be very angry. People show different stages in their mind and in their face. Now, you will be able to understand, though he is laughing, you will be able to understand he is angry. But నచ తత్సాలంబనం. దట్ ఇస్ ది కీవర్డ్. ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ విత్ ఆలంబన. ది నాలెడ్జ్ యు గెయిన్, ది పరచిత్త జ్ఞాన యు గెయిన్, ది నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ ది అదర్స్ మైండ్ యు గెయిన్, దట్ ఇస్ నాట్ విత్ ది ఆలంబన, విత్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది యాంగ్రీ. ఆన్ వాట్, ఫార్ వాట్ రీజన్ హీఈస్ యాంగ్రీ, దట్ యుల్ నాట్ బి అండర్స్టాండ్. యుల్ అండర్స్టాండ్ హీ విల్ బి యాంగ్రీ. ఫార్ వాట్ రీజన్ దట్ యుల్ నాట్ బి ఏబుల్ టు గెయిన్ దట్ నాలెడ్జ్ త్రూ దిస్. సయమా, సీ, యోగి హ్యాస్ through the meditation he can gain the knowledge of all the samskara sanyama trikala jnanam. He said he will be able to gain all the knowledge of all the three periods of time. That is different. Because of this sanyama he will not be able to gain the knowledge of others mind. He will not be able to read others mind totally. What is the cause for this problem? He will not be able to understand. He will be able to understand he is in trouble, but the cause for trouble he will not be able to understand. He can understand that he is in happiness, he is in joy, but the cause for that joy, happiness, he will not be able to understand. Nachatat salambanam, that is the meaning. Nachatat salambanam, you will not be able to understand because of what you are happy, what the other person is, because of what he is happy or sorrow. Because that is not the object of his concentration. Raktim raktam pratyam janati amushpin alambane raktamiti na janati. Parapratyasya yad alambanam tad yogi chittena na alambani kratam. Parapratya matram tu yogi chittasya alambani bhutamiti. Meaning raktam pratyam janati. He has some desire. His mind is in love. His mind is happy. That you will understand. Amushpin alambane raktam. He is happy because of this object. That you will not be able to understand. Why? Parapratyasa yad alambanam tar yogi jittena alambani kritam. Whatever is the object of that happiness or sorrow, that is not read, understood, that knowledge is not gained by this yogi. But parapratya matram tu, he has gained the knowledge of the pratyaya, the other's thought function. He has read the happy thought function and the sorrowful thought function, that's all. Therefore, alambani bhutamiti, therefore he is not able to understand the cause for his happiness or sorrowness. Kaya rupa sanyamad tad grahya shakti stambhe chakshuh prakasha samprayogaye antardhanam. I'll break it. Kaya rupa sanyama tad grahya shakti stambhe. చక్షుః ప్రకాశ సంప్రయోగే అంతర్ధానం. కాయ రూప సంయమాత్ తద్గ్రాహ్య శక్తి స్తంభే. చక్షుః ప్రకాశ సంప్రయోగే అంతర్ధానం. అంతర్ధానం కాయ రూప సంయమా తద్గ్రాహ్య శక్తి స్తంభే. చక్షుః ప్రకాశ సంప్రయోగే అంతర్ధానం. కాయ రూప సంయమాత్ తద్గ్రాహ్య శక్తి స్తంభే. కాయ రూప సంయమాత్ ఇన్ ది బాడీ ఇఫ్ యు ఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు మెడిటేట్ కాన్సన్ట్రేట్ తద్ గ్రాహ్య శక్తి స్తంభే. ది గ్రాహ్య యోగ్యత, ది ఎబిలిటీ టు గ్రాస్ప్, దట్ ఇస్ నౌ స్టాప్డ్, దట్ ఇస్ ప్రివెంటెడ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దట్ చక్షు ప్రకాశ అసంప్రయోగే. బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దట్ ది లైట్ విచ్ లీవ్స్ ది ఐ ఆర్ ది లైట్ విచ్ ఇస్ రిఫ్లెక్టెడ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది బాడీ దట్ ఇస్ నాట్ దట్ డస్ నాట్ కమ్ ఇన్ కాంటాక్ట్ విత్ ది ఐ. Because of that, antardhanam, this yogi gains this siddhi called antardhyanam. Antardhanam means, not antardhyanam, antardhanam. Antardhanam means, he disappears in front of your eyes. The act of disappearance. That he gains, that siddhi he gains because when he concentrated on his body. Kaya rupe sanyamat rupasya grahya shakti tam pratibadhnati. Kaya rupe sanyamat, on meditating, on concentrating on his body, rupasya grahya shakti, the shakti, the power to gasp the form, that pratibadhnati, he prevents. He prevents the I from grasping the from. Because of that, Grahi Shakti Stambhe Sati. Because of that, he has prevented, since he has prevented the Grahi Shakti, the ability to grasp, Chakshu Prakasha Asampayoge, the eye, the light which leaves the eye, does not grasp the body, does not grasp the form. Therefore, Antardhanam Utpadyate Yoginaha. This yogi gains the state of Antardhanam. Antardhanam means Adrushyata. He will not be able to be seen. He will not be visible. Etena Shabdadi Antardhanam Uktam Veditavyam. Because of this, you have to, through this, this is the Upalakshana. Through this, you should have to understand the other Antardhana, etc. Whatever he speaks, that will not be able to, you will be able to listen to. Because of meditation, whatever he listens, you will not be able to listen. These kind of things also you have to understand. So pakramam nirupakramam cha karma tat sam sanyamat.
So pakramam nirupakramam cha karma tat.
Aparanta jnanam abhrishte arishte bhyova.
Aparanta jnanam arishte bhyova.
So pakramam nirupakramam cha karma.
So pakramam nirupakramam cha karma.
Sopakramam nirupakramam cha karma. Tat sanyamat aparanta jnanam arishte bhyo va. Sopakramam nirupakramam cha karma. Tad sanyamat aparanta jnanam arishtebhyo va. So upakramam, with upakramam or without upakramam, the effort, ability to start. So these two kinds of karma exist. Tad sanyamat, if you meditate on those karmas, aparanta jnanam, you will be able to gain the knowledge of the future, after death, whatever happens. Or Aristebhyova, or the other problems, the Arista means the troubles, the death, you will be able to gain the knowledge of death. Ayur Vipakam Karma Dyudha. The karma which fructifies to give experience in this life. Vipakam Karma Dyudha. The karma which fructifies to give experience in this life, they are of two types. So upakram nurupakramam cha. One is sopakramam, the other is nirupakramam. Tatra yasa ardra vastra bina. Ardra vastram vitanitam laghiyasa kalena shushyate sa sopakramam. Yasa tadeva sapinditam vichirena samshushyat evam nirupakramam. The sopakramam and nirupakramam, he is giving an example. You wet a cloth. Now, when you spread it, it dries up immediately. And that cloth, you just bundle it. After making it wet, you just bundle it and then throw it in a corner. It will not dry fast. Even though the sun rays on top of it will not dry that fast as it is spread. So, in the same way, yatha cha agni shushye kakshe mukto vatena samantato yuktaha kepiyasa kalena deha dahet tatha sopakram yathava saeva agnihi trinarashau kramatah avayaveshu nyastah chirena dahet tatha nirupakramam. Or there is another example to explain this sopakrama nirupakramam. It is burning hot. Now it is left in the place which has air. Now it will burn so fast. Now that same agni, the same fire, you are dropping it, a small piece of it in the cotton bundle. Now it will just burn it very slowly in the same way. Tada eka bhavikam ayushkaram karma dvidham sopakram nirukkaram cha. In the same way, the karmas which will fructify in this life, eka bhavikam means eka jivai vipakam, that which karma which will give results in this life itself, that is also of two types, sopakram and nirupakramam. Tat sanyamat aparantasya prayanasya jnanam harishtebhyova. If you meditate on it, if you concentrate on it, you will be able to gain the knowledge of the prayana, the death. or Arista, the again the death in a different way. Aristevyo Vaiti. Trividam Aristam Aristam Adhivikaha Aristam Trividam Aristam Adhyatmikaha Adivautikaha Adidevikam Chaiti. Tatra Adhyatmikam Ghosham. So there are three types of Aristasa. One is Adhyatmika, the other is Adidevika, and the other is third is Adibhautika. Now, Tatra Adhyatmikam Ghosham Swadehe Pihitakarne Nashnoti. Arista, the period of death you can deduce. How? If you close your eyes, you will be able to hear a sound like some sound waves. Some waves kind of sound you will be able to listen to. Now, if you close your eyes, when you don't hear that sound, understand your time has come close. That is one reason. Jyotirva netre avashtabdhe na pashyati. Jyotirva netre avashtabdhe. The light, even though the light is met by the eyes won't see. Eyes are properly working in working condition. They are able to see, you are able to see things. But still, when you see something, some object, you are not able to see the object properly. So that is one reason. Tatha adibhautikam yama purushan pashyati. And this is adhyatmika in the body. Adi atmane bhava in the body. Whatever happens, these are the clues to understand your death has come closer in the body. Adi devikam. By the grace of God, you will be able to gain the knowledge of death, that the death has come closer. How? If you see the dhutas, the ministers of Yama, Lord Death, Lord of Death. If you see his ministers, if you see his people, then you will understand that the death has come closer. Pitrun atita. Atitan akasmat pashyati. Or, see, it is not always that you should have to see the people of Lord of Death. Maybe you will be able to see the Pitrus. Pitrus means your ancestors who have passed away long back. You will be seeing. And that is why during the death period, if you sit close to someone, they will be showing people around them. But there is no one to whom you can see. But they will be pointing out to people. They will be pointing out and they will be trying to say something. Their mouth will be shut. They will not be able to speak. The voice, that cord that is disconnected, they will not be able to speak. They will not be able to produce any words coherent. So, that even if you see Pitrus, the people who have dead long back, then also you have to understand your death has come closer. Adi Devikam. Adi Devikam. This is Adi Bhautikam. Now, Adi Devikam, because of the grace of God. Swargam akasmat siddhanva pashyati vipritamva sarvanti. So, sometimes he has a vision of Swarga, heaven, or the Siddha Purushas, the people who have gained the self, or he has a vision of hell. So, this also. Anenava janati aparantam upasthitamiti. Through this, he understands that the aparanta, the end has come for him. Maitriyadishu balani. If you meditate, concentrate upon Maitri, etc. Maitri, Karuna, Mudita, Upeksha, four types of bhavana. In those, if you concentrate on Maitri, Karuna and Mudita, not Upeksha. Maitri, Karuna, Mudita, Upeksha nam punya punya. Vishayanam bhavanatas chitta prasadhanam. So, Maitri, Karuna, Mudita, not Upeksha. So, Maitri, Karuna, Mudita, in these three, if you do, then you do concentration, then you will gain balas, the power. Maitri, Karuna, Mudita, iti tisro bhavanaha. Maitri, Karuna, Muditas are three kinds of bhavana, feelings, concentration you have to do. How? Tatra bhuteshu sukiteshu maitri bhavitva maitri balam lapate. The maitri bala, how can you gain the maitri bhavana? How should you do? The people who are in joy. So, in those kind of people, if you concentrate, then the maitri, the bala of friendship, the bala of love, that will, power of love, that will grow. Dukhiteshu karunam bhavitva karuna balam lapate. And in the people who are very sorrowful, on them, if you are going to do Karuna Bhavana, the feeling of Karuna, if you are going to show, then the Karuna Bhavana, the feeling will give you the Karuna Bala. Bhavana will give you Bala, the strength. So, that again, Punya Shilesha Muditam Bhavetva Mudita Balam Lavate, and in the people who do Punya, on them if you do Mudita, the happiness, the thought of bliss, then you will gain the strength of that happiness, Mudita. Bhavanatah samadhitya sa sanyamah tato balan balan balani avandhya viryani jayante. So through these bhavanas, through these feelings, whatever samadhi you gain, in that if you do sanyama, tatah balani avandhya viryani jayante, then the balas, the power, the strength you will gain, that cannot be restricted by anything. There is no power to restrict that bala which you gain because of this sanyama. Papa shileshu upeksha natu bhavana. On the people who do papa sin, you should have to have this upeksha buddhi. Upeksha cannot be done as bhavana. Why? Tasachatasyam nasti samadhiriti. Because if you do bhavana, there is no samadhi in the papa, people on the papa, who do papa in sin. So, there is no use. Without use, you don't do anything. Ataha na balam upekshataha tatra sanyama abhavati. Therefore, you will not be able to gain. The samadhi you will not be able to gain because of samadhi. You will not be able to. There is no samadhi, there is no bala. Because there is no bala, there is no bhavana.